Morning, everyone. It's good to be back, and I'm glad I'm here. It's been a while, but I'm glad I'm here. I'm just going to drop this stand just a little bit, and then we'll get started. I'm not as tall as John, so. Yeah, for those who don't know who I am, I'm Jesse Moxham. I used to attend Bethany for a while, until I moved to Blind River and took on a maintenance position at Galilean Bible Camp. I was asked to speak this morning, and of course, I have to give you a camp update because I am a missionary, so why not? So I'll start with the update, and then I'll give you God's Word. So camp has been quite busy this year, and what a wonderful season it started off to be. And I started off with a mess, and it was a mess up there. I had some logging done, and the road was quite full of logs, as you can see. We had spent a lot of time in January and February trying to clean up that mess, and I had a lot of help from everyone around, from Katie to Chachi to even my pregnant wife. Mike Burmaster from here, Andrew Ayton, Don Elliott, they all came out and helped. And it was a lot of work, but we managed to not get it done. So, through all this, though, I met a man from Blind River called Stan, who is a logger, and I thought it was a random encounter, but of course it's not, because we all believe in Christ. It wasn't. He was able to come, see it, assess it. He had come for something else, actually, and then came and helped move all these logs. He got a truck out there, and we were able to give a bunch of wood to a widow. So all that wood there, not all of it, but most of it there, was able to be cleaned up, and then we just kind of cleaned it up just before camp started. So praise God for that. Around the same time that that's happening, our water system intake in the lake fell off its pedestal and went right into the sand. We still had water, and it was still safe to drink. But our tests are required by the government, so we had to do our test, and it failed because of one reading that was off. We were quite stressed about this because then we can't put on camps, or at least it's going to be very inconvenient working with bottled water and that whole thing. So we had prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and I know a lot of you prayed as well, because by the camps, the ladies' retreat, the water was able to be free of ice, so the diver could go down and fix it, and our test went back to normal, thank God. Now, along that line, because I don't know what not being busy is, apparently, I wanted to keep the timeline of the boys' bathroom. So the boys' bathroom was a project that has been in the works for a long time, and we wanted to keep that timeline going. So being my first year and all, I thought, why not? Let's do it. So I tore it down. And with lots of help, again, I can't stress the help enough, we worked really, really hard, and we were able to finish it in the nick of time. I was putting in those urinals when campers were coming in on the day of camp, the first day of camp, so it was under the gun. Ian was there, he could tell you. Obviously, there was some finishing things that needed to be done, but it was usable for camp, which was a huge blessing. And now I have learned, and God's taught me a lot from this project, that we need to start projects in the fall, not the spring. We had an incredible summer, though. A bunch of campers and staff attend summer camp, and what's more important is we had a bunch of campers put their trust in Christ. And that's what the whole thing is about. It was fantastic. But not just the campers putting their trust in Christ, I saw a lot of staff come through. And man, I can't say enough good about our staff. I think our staff is just high caliber, as high caliber as they come. We put expectations on them, and they seem to break those expectations, and they break their own expectations, which is even better. I love it. They have a heart for Christ, and they want to show it to these kids, and We've seen the amount of kids that come to know Christ this summer, saved from death to life. So I just wanted to mention that. Pray for our staff, because I think they're a wonderful group, and God just keeps building them up. So lately, I've been just working on small things, because the bathroom is quite a bit. Just getting ready for winter and getting ready for the next year to come. But, of course, I can't stop at one bathroom. I have my sights set towards the girls' bathroom next fall. So, of course, I have to ask for money. But we are looking to raise approximately $50,000 towards replacing the girls' bathroom. I'm still, like, very infancy in the planning stage, so that number could change, but I'm trying to get pictures and drawings made up so that you guys can have a reference to see what's going to go on and what my plan is. We had a really good start with the banquet here in the Sioux, and that was great, and we still have a ways to go, but it's like, it's very awesome to see. So if you could keep that in mind and at least keep praying for the funding to come in, that would be great. Donations to camp for this project and prayer, as I said, are particularly important. So thank you, please. But for the people who need to make this project happen, we're gonna start going and figuring it out and planning, as I said, and we should be good. But none of these things would happen. None of these things I told you about would happen without the prayer, faithful prayer of people like you. And I know there's been a lot of prayer because there's been a lot that's happened at camp. And there has been no way that's happened without the prayer. And obviously God's listening because he's been blessing this camp. And it feels really good. I'm really excited to see what God has planned. Yeah, again, if I can't stress this enough, Pray, and also give money. Now to transition from the update to God's Word, because I don't do very well with transitions, I'm just going to say it. So transition. Magic. I'm doing something we don't often do anymore, and I've wanted to do this for a long, long time. I'm just going to read from God's Word. I'm not going to add my thoughts. I'm not going to add any sort of commentary. I'm just going to read from God's Word, and I'm going to be reading in James, so you can turn there right now. And I'm going to give you just a little bit of explanation before I do that. And I was quite nervous to do this, to be honest, but I think any time we hear God's Word, it enriches us, and I think the Bible backs us up. Romans 10:17 tells us, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. Isaiah 55 has a few things to say, incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live, and I will make you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. And later on in that, it says, for as the rain and snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. I shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent. And there's one in Hebrews 2, but I'm not going to read that anymore. But without any more delay, here we go. James 1. Buckle up. James, a servant of God and the Lord Christ Jesus, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. Count it all joys, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation, and the rich in his humiliation, because like a flower of the grass, he will pass away. for the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the grass. Its flower falls and its beauty perishes. So also will the rich man fade away in the midst of his pursuits. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is being tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. My brothers, show no partiality as you hold to the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, you sit here in a good place, while you say to the poor man, you stand over there, or sit down at my feet, have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Are not the rich the ones who oppress you and the ones who drag you into court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you were called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty of all of it. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. If you do not commit adultery but do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warm and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. And he was called a friend of God. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. And in the same way, was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. Not many of you should become leaders, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. If we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, that they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his work in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambitions in your heart, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the scripture says he yearns jealously over the spirit that he has made to dwell in us? But he gives more grace. Therefore, it says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is only one lawgiver and judge who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches have rotted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and their corrosion will be evidence against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have laid up treasure in the last days. Behold, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you have kept back by fraud, are crying out against you. And the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on the earth in luxury and in self-indulgence. You have fattened your hearts in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the righteous person. He does not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth. Be patient about it until it receives the earth and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. As an example of suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brothers, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with the nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the primacy and the power that it holds, and we thank you for James and giving us his own sermon. And we just thank you for the words that are in it that teach us how to treat each other. I ask that our hearts are willing and able to be before you all the time, and that we love and adore you, and that you teach us how to follow you. I ask that we go forth from this place blessed, and I ask that we keep you in our hearts all the time. In your name, amen.